Good morning and praise the Lord. Can we open our Bible and read Psalms 121, verses 1 to 8. Psalms chapter 121 in King James Version. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He will not keep it thee with that slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. Amen. Let us now give thanks to God for all the blessings we receive from him. Heavenly Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus with a thankful heart that in your presence. Thank you, Lord, for all your goodness, your faithfulness, your loving kindness to us. Thank you, Lord, for endless love that you gave us to fear you, to trust you, to rely on you, and to see your power in our lives. Thank you, Lord, for choosing us and calling us by our names to come to you and serve you. Lord, thank you for opening our eyes to see the beauty of your holiness, for the discipline, for your blood shed on the cross, for the forgiveness of our sins, for the provision, for the rebuke through your word, for all answered prayers, and for every trial that we pass through. Lord, we thank you for all answered prayers, and for all watching over us. For the whole week you sustain us, for the miracles and wonders that you did, for our food, for the good health, the strength, and for the healing. Lord, we magnify you and make soul to you in our midst in the name of Jesus. Let us now confess our sins to God. Lord, we confess our sins and renounce them. Lord, cleanse us by your blood. Lord, we repent and renounce our stubbornness, greediness, the love of money, the lust of the eyes, our worldliness, laziness, pride, self-righteousness, selfishness, and anger. We commit once again into your hand to please you and honor you in our lives in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for our personal petitions and requests. Lord, we trust you and rely only you, that we obey you, that as we obey you and honor you in our lives and doing what you want us to do, then you will fulfill your promises to us and provide our needs. Let us now pray for our families. Pray for your husband, pray for your wife, pray for your children, pray for your parents, and pray for your siblings. Lord, we pray that every family will shine so others will start to seek you and obey you by their good example and deeds. We pray to protect each family and provide their needs. We pray for every husband to give them wisdom, how to do your plan and will in their families. We pray for good health and strength, a stable job and income to sustain their families. We pray, Lord, for the wives to be submissive to their godly husbands and to help them in their lives and ministries. We pray for the parents to be of one mind to honor you by disciplining their children and to impart to them your word. Lord, we pray for the children to fear you and obey their godly parents and honor them, so they will prosper and live a long life, for this is your command to them. Lord, we pray for the salvation of all the family's members who are unsaved. Lord, we pray that you bless and sustain and provide for all the single parents so they can raise their children in a godly way. Let us now pray for our jobs. Pray for your boss and your colleagues to be saved. Lord, we praise you and thank you for our jobs as a source of living to sustain us. Lord, we commit ourselves once again to obey our earthly masters. Lord, we pray to bless the places that we are working. Lord, give them more businesses and incomes so we can receive our salaries on time. Lord, use our jobs to train us more to be more like you in characters, and for the people we see you in our lives. Lord, help us that our light shine before the people who are working with us, that they may see our good works and glory for you, God, our Father in heaven. We pray that through our lives, Lord, will teach people around us to be honest, skillful, diligent, to work hard, to obey, and to be submissive to our earthly master. Lord, we pray for the salvation of those people around us in our working places, in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ who are in need. Lord, we pray that you will help them in the trials that they are passing through in their lives. Lord, reveal to them the things that they need to do. Help them, Lord, to obey you, to serve you, and to do their part unto you so that they will help them by taking them out from the troubles that they are passing through. Lord, we pray to heal the sick, to give jobs to those just jobless, to give wisdom to those who need solution for their problems, and miracles to those who are in troubles. Let us now pray for our neighbors, colleagues, relatives, the people back home in our countries, and those whom we are meeting in the streets, in the market, in our accommodation, and in our working places to be saved. Lord, we ask you to be with us in every preaching of your word to them. Lord, put in our mouths the tactful way from your word to evangelize, to teach, and to admonish them. Lord, open their hearts and minds to believe in you and to obey your word that we are giving to them in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for the UN extension of the church in other countries, in Oman, Iraq, Pakistan, India, Philippines, Sri Lanka, Indonesia, Armenia, America, Sierra Leone, and Malawi. Lord, we praise you and thank you for all the places that you allow the church to expand. Lord, we pray for the salvation of the people in all those countries. We pray to bless those countries, so we also will be blessed. Lord, we commit ourselves to obey the rules and regulations. Lord, protect all the church congregations and workers, and empower us with the Holy Spirit to reach new people, to preach the gospel to them. Lord, bring them at your feet and teach them to live according to your laws and precepts. Lord, put always in their hearts to fear you and to rely only on you in every circumstance, knowing you will hear them once they seek you. Lord, reveal yourself to them and speak to them in visions and dreams. Let us now pray for the church and for all the ministers of the church. Pray for more evangelism, more Bible study groups, more congregations to be planted. Pray for more people to get water baptized, more workers to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Pray and commit yourselves to serve God. Lord, we pray to bless and spread your congregations in other places in the world. Lord, bless the church school, the church banking, church clinic, farming ministry, watchman ministry, the publication, children and youth under their parents, wives under their husband, the translation ministry and the website. Lord, add more workers, languages, countries, places and people to us. Fulfill, Lord, the vision of the church, multiplication and peace with implementing the whole will of God. Lord, raise from among us more evangelists from to carry further your word to new places and new people. Lord, we pray that your church will be a noble vessel to bring the salvation of Jesus to the world. Lord, we commit ourselves to go and evangelize to the new places that you are leading us to go. We pray, Lord, for more souls to be saved in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for our service today. Lord, anoint us and refill us once again with the Holy Spirit. Lord, give us a humble heart to obey you and follow you more and to do always your very will in our lives. Lord, bless our prayers, our songs that we will sing. Bless our giving and bless your message today to us to apply in our lives. Lord, speak to us through your word, that we may apply in our lives, that our lives will be a living sacrifices, holy and acceptable unto your throne. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Let us now stand and worship the Lord and sing praises unto him.
Amen. the fire and darkest night, you are close like no other. Oh, you are the Father, and all you are is a friend. I have lived in the goodness of God.
You've been so faithful. You've been so, so good to us, oh Lord. We thank you for another week that you have sustained us with good health, with sound mind, oh Lord, with strength that comes from you. Truly, Lord God, we'll continue to sing praises and honor your holy name, for your goodness and your faithfulness continue unto our generation. We bless your name, oh Lord. We come into your presence with singing as we sing praises and worship.
Deserve the highest praise that we God give you more.
Yes, oh God, you deserve all the highest praise, glory, and adoration. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Truly, Lord God, we have nothing to offer you because you have given to us everything. Yet, you have given us this body to honor you, Lord God, in everything that we do, in everything that we say. We offer you, O Lord, the hands, O Lord, that can work, O Lord God, to serve you. We offer you, O Lord, our hearts and our lips to continue to worship you. O Lord, let it be the fruit of our lips will continually be giving praises, glory, and adoration to you. Let's offer our hands and our hearts to the Lord. Our soul and our spirit to work. We fall down at your feet. We desire always to worship you because you've been so, so good to us. You've been so, so faithful to your promises. Your words are always yes and amen. Yes, oh God, let your Holy Spirit fill us once more. Oh Holy Spirit, fall on us. Reign in us, we pray. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Let us now collect our tithes in offering to God. Malachi chapter 3, verse 10 to 12. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there be me meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground. Neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. And all nations shall call you blessed, for ye shall be a delightsome land, saith the Lord of hosts. Lord God, we bless your name. We come before you by gratitude for all the goodness and blessings you bestow upon us. And as we give our tithes and offering and first fruit unto you, we come by faith, accompanied with deeds, knowing you will accomplish and fulfill your promises through your word, to open the windows of heaven and rebuke the devourer in our lives. Lord, bless your people, increase their faith, that may be able to bless and praise your name. Bless this money, O God, for the sustenance of your needs of your church, and to extend your grace and mercy to the needy, poor, widow. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I'm reading from the message of our overseer, Dr. Ramiz. The title is The Fear of God, Part 23, How the Fear of God Develops in Our Lives. Psalms chapter 66, verses 1 to 20. Kindly open our Bible. Psalms chapter 66, verses 1 to 20 in King James Version. Make a joyful noise unto God, all ye lands. Sing forth the honor of his name. Make his praise glorious. Say unto God, how terrible art thou in thy works. Through the greatness of thy power shall thine enemies submit themselves unto thee. All the earth shall worship thee and shall sing unto thee. They shall sing to thy name, Selah. Come and see the works of God. He is terrible in his doing toward the children of men. He turned the sea into dry land. They went through the flood on foot. There did we rejoice in him. He ruleth by his power forever. His eyes behold the nations. Let not the rebellious exalt themselves. Selah. O bless our God, ye people, and make the voice of his praise to be heard, which holdeth our soul in life, and suffereth not our feet to be moved. For thou, O God, hast proved us, thou hast tried us, as silver is tried. Thou broughtest us into the net, thou laidst affliction unto our loins. Thou hast caused men to ride over our heads. We went through fire and through water, but thou broughtest us out into a wealthy place. I will go into thy house and burnt offerings. I will pay there my vows, which my lips have uttered and my mouth hath spoken when I was in trouble. I will offer unto thee burnt sacrifices of potlings with the incense of rams. I will offer bullocks with goats, Selah. Come and hear, all ye that fear God, all ye that fear God, and I will declare what he hath done for my soul. I cried unto him with my mouth, and he was extolled with my tongue. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. But verily, God had heard me. He had attended to the voice of my prayer. Blessed be God, which had not turned away my prayer, nor hear mercy from me. Lord God, we bless your name. We thank you, Lord God, for your word today that we will hear, and I pray to speak to your people. Do miracles and wonders, Lord, to them, for they will bless and praise your name, and rebuke when they do wrong, for they will fear you. Lord, Anoint my lips to read and speak boldly of your word. Anoint your word, Lord, that all the people here on earth will know that you are a true God. Lord, bless your word and spread it that they may have fruit that you desire to harvest. In Jesus' name, amen. This psalm is a psalm for thanksgiving and giving praises to God for all the great things had done for all the people in general, in particular for his goodness to his church and for his own people in answering their prayers and saving their lives. And verse 1, Psalms chapter 66, verse 1, make a joyful noise unto God, all ye lands. All are called to make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the lands and all nations, for he is good to all men. He created us and he had filled everyone's mouth with good things. Verse 2, sing forth the honor of his name, make him praise glorious. Sing to the honor of his name, his word for his salvation, his justice and judgment, his righteousness, his healing, and his miracles. All these are good reason to praise the Lord. Verse 3, say unto God, how terrible art thou in thy works! Through the greatness of thy power shall thine enemies submit themselves unto thee. The psalmist said to God, how terrible art thou in thy works! The psalmist understood and realized that God, when works, his work is terrible. And the terrible work of God has great power on the enemies of God, who, when they will expose to such terrible power of God and face his terrible work, they will be forced to submit themselves to him and to his will. Verse 4, all the earth shall worship thee and shall sing unto thee. They shall sing to thy name, Selah. This is a prophetic message that all the nations ultimately will worship God and praise his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. The gospel will be preached to all nations. In Revelation chapter 14, verse 6 to 7, and I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on the earth, and to every nation and kindred and tongue and people, saying with a loud voice, fear God and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgments is come, and worship him that made heaven and earth and the sea and the fountains of waters. The gospel will be preached and the terrible works of God will impart the fear of God to all nations, who will ultimately give glory to him and worship him. When they will start to fear God, they will read his word and sing psalms, giving praises to him and worship him and serve him. Verse 5, come and see the works of God. He is terrible in his doing toward the children of men. As we observe God's work, we will have more reason to praise the Lord. In verse 3, the psalmist understood the terribleness of God's work, and he is inviting others and telling them, come and see the works of God. You are invited to come closely and examine and see the terrible works of God so that you can discern the terrible nature of God's work and deeds. And in return, after you experiencing that, say unto God, terrible art thou in thy works, as what the psalmist said unto God in verse 3. The other meaning of the word terrible is awful, dreadful, very bad, appalling, poor, horrifying, shocking, frightful, terrifying, severe, extreme, serious, grave, and intense. The opposite meaning of terrible is mild, pleasant, and wonderful. Therefore, from such description, you need to understand that God's nature and work is horrifying, and he is behind and in control over all the shocking experiences of war, earthquakes, floods, typhoons, tsunamis, volcanoes, and the pandemics that the world is passing through. Some people, when they see such things happening, they ask, where is God? But they are not aware that God is doing all these terrible events to humble and crush the pride of the people,
mm-hmm.
to prepare their hearts to hear and obey the word of God. God is sore or hurt against those who go against his will. Therefore, the church who is obedient to God and submissive to his word and to his will, then such church will find God a terror against whatever enemy that would raise up against his church. When God's people left Egypt, God was a terrible terror to their enemies. The enemies of the people of God were terrified to hear how God opened the sea before them to pass over dry land, and he let the armies of Pharaoh sink in the water. In Exodus chapter 15, verses 14 to 15, the people shall hear and be afraid. Sorrow shall take hold on the inhabitants of Philistine. Then the dukes of Edom shall be amazed. The mighty men of Moab, trembling, shall take hold upon them. All the inhabitants of Canaan shall melt away. The enemies of the people of God were terrified to hear how God dried the water of the Jordan to let his people to pass over dry ground. It was in Joshua chapter 5, verse 1. And it came to pass, when all the kings of the Amorites, which were on the side of Jordan westward, and all the kings of the Canaanites, where were by the sea, heard that the Lord had dried up the waters of Jordan from before the children of Israel, until we were passed over, that their heart melted, neither was their spirit in them anymore, because of the children of Israel. We go back again in Psalms chapter 66, verses 6. The people of God, he turned the sea into dry land. They went through the flood on foot. There did we rejoice in him. The people of God, after they left Egypt, they passed through the dry sea and dry Jordan River to cross into the promised land. There, their ancestor rejoiced in him, and they were in their loins. There did they rejoice in him. Verse 7, he ruleth by his power forever. His eyes behold the nations. Let not the rebellious exalt themselves, Selah. God sees all the nation under the heaven, and he rule over all them with his power. Therefore, let not those that have a rebellious heart dare to rise up against God. He is warning them. Therefore, let the arrogant humble down before God and fear him in order to avoid the judgment of God. And verse 8, O bless our God, you people, and make the voice of his praise to be heard. The psalmist is calling the people of God, his church, to bless God. The psalmist knows that there are other people with him who know God and who are clear to his love and mercy. The call is to bless God. And when we bless him, we make the voices of praises to be heard. God deserves these praises from us, for he redeemed us from our troubles, fighting our battles for us, and destroying our enemies. He sent his son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who died on the cross for our sins, and saved us. Therefore, he deserves our praises. On the following verses 9 to 12, we will see how God will allow us, we who are his church, to pass through trials and troubles in order to prove us and perfect our faith and build in us the fear of the Lord. Verse 9, which holdeth our soul in life and suffereth not our feet to be moved. We bless God and we praise him because he protect us and deliver us from great disasters. He hold our souls when we are ready to perish. He uphold us, our souls, and we are safe in his hand even while we are passing through killing disasters and killing diseases. He suffer not our feet to be moved, preventing us from falling into many unseen evils which we are unaware of. Verse 10, for thou, O God, hast proved us. Thou hast tried us as a silver is tried. The trials and the disasters that God allow us to pass through is to prove us, to perfect our faith, cleanse us and sanctify us as the silver is refined and proved. Verse 11, thou broughtest us into the net, thou laidest affliction upon our loins. As bird is caught in the net, God would allow us into the net and laid afflictions and burden on our loins. The affliction can bring burden on the body, but when he says affliction upon the loins, means affliction on the soul, on the feeling, on our children, and on our descendants, those who are not yet born, who are in our loins. Verse 12, thou hast caused men to ride over our heads. We went through fire and through water, but thou broughtest us out into a wealthy place. Thou hast caused men to ride over our heads. This means the insult, the abuse, and the humiliation that God allowed to come on us. We went through fire and through water. It means the affliction of different kinds that God allow us, and in repeated way, where the end of our trouble is the beginning of another. Certain times God allow trial after trial, problem after problem. He does that in order to humble us. Fire and water could be dangerous men who is attacking us, or God's discipline for sin, or facing persecution. All these troubles are to refine the church, and when the purpose to refine the church is achieved, then we will be end up in a wealthy place. A place of abundance, life again would become sweet, and praise rise up again from our mouths toward heaven. He allows men to ride on us in order to humble us, to cleanse us, to crush our pride from our sins. The purpose of God of all these trials will end up making a new man who fears God and who will characterize with the following. Number one, in verse 13, I will go into thy house with burnt offerings, I will pay thee my vows. The man who fear God is a man who is aware and who give honor to God's church. He knows that he should offer his sacrifices publicly, that everyone would recognize that he fear God and walk in the ways of God. Willingly and without force, he will be moving to God's church himself. Willingly will go to the house of God to bring, letter A, his burnt offering. The meaning of the burnt offering is the full surrender to God. Amen. This to be done willingly, giving your life, your will, and your material possession willingly to God. Amen. Letter B, his vows. The vows he had promised to fulfill to God in verse 14, which my lips had been uttered and my mouth had spoken when I was in trouble. While we pass through troubles, God will force us to humble down and will lead us to make important decision in form of vows that we need to fulfill when we are relieved by God. Number two, in verse 15, I will offer unto thee burnt sacrifices of fatlings with the incense of rams. I will offer bullocks with goats, Selah, burnt of sacrifices of fatlings. Means perfect sacrifices without defect, not lame or lean, but the best fed animals. With the incense of rams, the rams denotes the Lord Jesus Christ, and the incense is our prayers. There is no meaning for our sacrifices if they are not in the name of Jesus, and that goes according to his word. Number three, verse 16, come in here, all ye that fear God, and I will declare what he had done for my soul. The new man who fear God will call others who fear God, the church, to join him and to praise God and to help him in giving thanks to God. We need to share our victories and testimonies with those who fear God and tell them what the good things that God had done to us. Number four, verse 17, I cried unto him with my mouth, and he was extolled with thy tongue. The new man who fear God is testifying to the church that the trials that God allowed him to pass through was mandatory for him to repent from sins. His crying to God was a cry of repentance. And as he repented, God was exalted and glorified in lifting up praises to him. Number 5, in verse 18, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. Now this new man knew that if he had cherished sin in his heart and keeping it in his life, then God would not be answering his prayers. This new man who feared God has the assurance of forgiveness and salvation. Verse 19, but verily God had heard me. He had attended to the voice of my prayer. God, in answering his prayers, gave him assurance of forgiveness and approval for the righteousness that he was living, and therefore he concluded the Psalms in verse 20, blessed be the God, which had not torn away my prayer, nor his mercy from me. God answered his prayers, for God did not turn away his mercy from him. Therefore, God will be good to us when we obey him, not because we are good, but because he is good and merciful. My dear and beloved, as you read and hear the message, discover where you are now in your journey and walk with God. This psalm is a good mirror for you to see yourself and to see where you are in your spiritual journey with God. God is making a new man from you, a man who fears God and who abides with God's will and plan. The painful trial and the painful discipline and the restriction that you are passing through is making in you a new man of God who fears and who will walk faithfully in the ways of the Lord. Therefore, commit yourself now to God and be willing to undergo the remaining part of your journey with God until he is done with you. Let us all stand, come to God, come in repentance, and renounce all your sins and shortcomings. Renounce your evil ways and surrender your life and your heart and even all your plans to God. Persevere in the painful trials that you are passing through.
Yes.
God is doing a new things in your life. God is making out of a real man of God. A man who will do all what he desires of you to do and to achieve the very purpose of God. Father God, I come before you in the name of Jesus, who died on the cross for my sins and rose from the dead to give me eternal life. Lord, thank you for your word that make me understand life and what I'm passing through. Lord, I repent from the following sins. Lord, I renounce all the bad habits, sinful ways, and own understanding. Lord, I surrender my life and all my plans to you. Lord, here I am. I am willing to follow you and go into the plans that you have for me. Lord, I commit my life into your hand to cleanse me and sanctify me and make me a new person who fear you and comply with your will. Lord, uphold me with your grace and let your praises coming out from my mouth as I witness your great work in my life. Lord, bless your church, bless each and every brother and sister, and continue to work in each and everyone's life to fear you and be willingly to walk in all your ways. Lord, lead us in the direction that you want us to go. Lord, deal with our enemies and humble them. Lord, provide all the needs of your church. Lord, fill us the Holy Spirit and give us the spiritual gifts that we need to serve you. Lord, those who are repenting, fill them once again with the Holy Spirit so they will continue to serve you. Lord, help us to evangelize, to reach lost. Lord, help us to pray for them and help us to continue to testify to them about your goodness and faithfulness that they may believe and God save. In Jesus' name.
I love.
unshowing love. Holy Spirit, come in power, change my heart. I want to live for you, my God. Let your Spirit come in power, change my life, that I may live for you, my Lord. Fall on us, O Lord.
Fall on us,
O Lord,
bless our church. Indeed, enlarge our territory. Let your hand be with us and free us from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. In Jesus' name, amen.